Hello and welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. My name is Scott Smith.
I'm Shannon Smith.
Hey.
We're ready to drink some beer.
We are ready to drink some beer. Yeah. And we're going to deliver some news from this past week. It's Saturday, August 15th. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a little bit of review from some local beer news, some global beer news.
Global.
And maybe a couple of interesting stories.
And some cute news.
From around the world.
Some cute beer news.
Cute news. Neighbors.
Cute news.
Cute news. Beer related news.
Yes.
Okay. And then we are going to drink a new beer that I've never had before from 33 Acres here in Vancouver, BC.
Formerly known as 33 Acres, known as a dot.
The dot.
No.
They've recently done a rebrand and everything is silver labels and they've done some color coding circles and it looks really, really cool. I've got another 33 Acres related non-beer related beverage that they're coming out with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you want me to open this up?
Yeah, let's open it up. Okay. Let's get that sound. That's how you know it's good.
The beginning of the intro to this podcast is me opening a can of beer.
It sure is.
I'm a real good beer can opener.
Let's do that pour. You know, let me find that, you know, we'll speak.
What
you know,
is this beer?
You're going to have to read the can because I can't remember the name of it.
Oh my gosh. You're asking a lot. You're asking a lot.
You know, in a world where nobody reads, do we need it anymore? Do we just need colored dots? I think they're way ahead of us.
Well, I still don't know the name of this beer.
Okay. So it is right there on the label. In a
Wolf
little bit of black text.
Land beer?
Wolf Land beer.
Rustic, crisp, dope beer.
You Great. Know what? Simplicity is the... There's a saying, simplicity is the ultimate form of something.
It also saves money.
Yeah. No, but sometimes too. Simple is best. You don't need to overly complicate things. Why are you overly complicating beer?
Well, sometimes labels are cool.
No question. But sometimes, simple is best as
it
well.
It does stand out on the shelf because it's not so crazy either. I like it. It's like a nipple.
It's an areola. Oh, that is crisp and dope.
Nice hops in that.
Yeah, very nice. Oh, man. Nice work, 33 Acres.
Yeah.
You guys continue to make some fantastic beverages.
Here's the explanation of the beer that's on the can. It's the Wolf Land Beer, rustic, crisp, dope beer. Okay. Land beer means country beer, a term Franciscan breweries use for a larger, I can't read this can, for a larger that is unique to its own location. While no two land beers are the same, ours uses the 33 brewing experiment. Longer yeast is conditioned in a fooder, which we learned about last time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A fooder one and dry hop with Sylvanian Wolf. I've never heard of Sylvanian Wolf.
No, I guess that's a hop.
Enjoy with best friends, family, or solo.
Hey, best friend. Will you enjoy
and
this
family.
With me? Yes.
Yeah, that was hard to read on the can for some reason. I had to take a picture of it because it was like, it's a silver can with black writing on it that it reflects back. Oh, and they also did newspaper spreading of
alignment.
The words. You know how you spread the words to me a square?
Yeah.
So everything's spaced out anyway.
Spaced out, bro.
Anyway, it's really good. And I've never heard of Sylvanian Wolf.
No, I've not. I'm really enjoying this. This is tastes absolutely excellent.
Yeah, I
really
like it. As soon as I tasted it, the hops was like what got me. And now, is this a new hop or is it just so many different types of hops?
I don't know anything about that hop, but
the name is awesome.
It is awesome and it tastes fantastic. So
Sylvanian Wolf is my new gamer tag.
It is a really good one, Sylvanian Wolf.
I like it.
33 Acres has also experimenting. I don't want to say experimenting. That seems like the wrong word. They're also come out with sparkling water infused with.
Now that Nestle's let all the water go.
That's right.
Nestle's no longer buying our water, so someone else is going to do something.
So they've got infused water, infused from real ingredients. Our waters contain zero calories, and they are 100% vegan and gluten-free. Our water. How about that?
Isn't all water 100% vegan and gluten-free?
How dare you?
Who puts meat in
How
water?
How dare you?
Is there
you?
Meat water out there?
Oh, there's meat water everywhere.
Isn't all water calorie-free,
the
gluten-free,
cheese water,
whatever?
It's just real bad.
You can put gluten-free on it. You can put sugar-free on it. You can use all those things because it's water.
But they're making up their own botanical tinctures in-house.
Okay.
And the finest ingredients available. So what do they have here?
So they're putting a botanical flavor into it?
Into a water. So this one is...
So it's flavored water.
Yeah, flavored water.
Is it soda water?
Unclear if it's soda water or if it's just, I'll show you a picture of it. This photo is a citrus and blossom sparkling water. So
sounds good.
It's going to be like a carbonated water.
Sounds good. I would drink that.
And so that's what the bottle looks like.
Oh,
so again,
nice.
Doing the,
I like it.
The colored circles to indicate something.
I don't think I would buy it all the time, but occasionally I would buy it and try it.
I'm 100% down to try it.
Because just because it's watered, how many of those do I need? Did they say how much you're going
to
be?
Well, you need to have so many cups per day.
I know, but not soda water.
That's true.
Actually, if you drink too much soda water, it can be bad for you, too, in
you
other ways.
You could burst. You might burst.
You might burst?
Yeah. I don't know if that's the scientific term for it.
But there's something that happens to you if you drink too much soda water. So that looks pretty cool. I like the citrus blossomness. Did they say how much it's going to be?
It does not say that. Oh, wait. Sparkling water on their website. $2.75.
Yikes. Okay.
They got another one here for $2.46. So it ranges.
It's kind of pricey for sparkling water, considering you can get a LaCroix for 50 cents or something.
Well, hold
but
on a second
at the same
here.
Time,
this one is a larger bottle. This is a, doesn't say the size. But it looks, to me, it looks like almost a 750 milliliter of liquid.
Okay. Well, I'd like to try it for sure. I don't think it's something I'll keep in my arsenal, but occasionally I'll pick one up and have it for sure.
So they have a regular flavor, which is just sparkling mineral water. Then they have the citrus blossom. Then they have juniper and bitter orange sparkling water. And then rose hip and hibiscus.
That would be good in a cocktail. I would mix that rose hip and hibiscus with some vodka.
Or some gin.
So if you ever want to, like, you know, not just drink the vodka straight, like...
Yeah.
You should do. You can mix it like that. Sort of like a gin and tonic in a way.
Absolutely. I would love to try that. And they've actually got another thing on here called the Berry Balm Sour. Look
Ooh.
At that red bottle.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have not been to 33 Acres in a long, long time.
You know what I was just thinking is to mix that hibiscus. What was it? Hibiscus and what?
Hibiscus and rose hip, I think.
That would be good mixed with our Empress Gin.
Yes, it would. And you also have some beauty products that contain rose hip. So I probably will wash my face.
I have actual rose hip oil.
There you go.
That will help you get rid of any brown spots on your face.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And Scott has a testament of that working.
I have a sunspot that went away.
Yeah. Because you listened to my
skincare
routine.
You know what's not going away?
Your STD.
One day. Fingers crossed. I suffer from hop balls. Hop balls.
Yeah, hop balls.
What's not going away? Mm-hmm. Superflux Beer Company.
Superflux. Why do we want them to go away?
We don't want them to go away. That's what I'm doing. That's my little segue.
Okay.
You said, you know, I don't know. I turned it into not going away. Superflux has opened up. Here's a brewery that's 5 years old that just has now opened up
Brewery. It's too young to drink.
It is a little too young to drink.
They just opened up, but they're 5 years old?
They have been nomads. They've been brewing beer for the last 5 years. They were brewing out of Callister Brewing, Strathcona Brewing, and even down over at Dogwood.
Does that make you a nomad, though?
It makes you guys that are brewing beer and started a business but didn't have a home base as of yet. Yeah. And now they do.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Opened up this past weekend.
That's
It's opened up today. Today was
where
the first
are they
day.
Located?
They're down by actually where Strathcona Beer is. So they're down on Clark Drive, mm-hmm. known as Yeast Van.
Yeast Van? Is yeah. that the term now?
That's the term.
Every yeah, woman should stay away from that neighborhood.
Oh, do not go there. They are located on 505 Clark Drive in East mm-hmm. Vancouver. Open today from 12 to 8.
Ooh.
So congratulations, guys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking
We've
forward
had some
to,
of their stuff over the last handful of years, and it's always been quite great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to visiting one day when we're allowed to feel safe.
Well, yeah. But we can go there and pick up.
I guess we could. Do they do growler fills? We can come and, I don't think I would hang out there.
I must inquire.
But yeah. I would do a growler fill yeah. for sure. Only because I'm diabetic and I need to be careful.
That is absolutely true. Do you want to trade off? Do you want to do your beer story?
I actually have
beer news.
Some really cute news.
Okay.
Sadly, it's on the Fox News website.
Oh,
but
geez.
I'm just going to read you the headline okay. because it's so adorable. And I think this should happen everywhere. Brewery sending adoptable dogs to deliver beer to customers on National Dog Day.
Aww.
Okay.
Okay. Already, what I'm picturing is a St. Bernard with a little
speaking of
keg
underneath. They mentioned
his neck.
The keg of sherry.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. They mentioned this in the article. I feel like I should just quickly read you the article because
okay.
I will miss some information, and it's actually still going on in Los Angeles.
Okay. Do it.
These little pups, first of all, I say these little pups are delivering a beer made for National Dog Day, a
oh,
six pack.
Awesome.
And if you buy the six pack, you get
like, a free dog.
You get 20 minutes of dog playtime
no.
in a pin.
Okay. That's even better
I
than
think
a free dog.
You have
dog.
To donate $50 to get the pin, the playtime.
You get $50. You donate $50.
Mm-hmm.
You get beer and you get 20 minutes of playtime with a dog.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Okay, so I'm just going to read you it because it does mention a couple organizations. I don't want to miss any information.
Okay.
Stories of Burley Street Bernard dogs patrolling the Alps to warm lost travelers with kegs of brandy may only be legends, but this little pupper will warm your heart with a six-pack of beer. Golden Road Brewing, and I believe that's Los Angeles, is offering a send adoptable dogs along to help deliver its new beer called Hazy Pup IPA.
Oh, I love it.
On National Dog Day. And it says, customers who donate $50 to the dog rescue wagon walks through Golden Road's hazypup.beer website will receive 2 6-packs of beer, a discount on future purchase from the brewery, and other surprise items. They will also be visited by 2 or 3 puppies or dogs.
Whoa.
Yes. Hazy Pup IPA has a light, juicy body and crisp finish with a tropical and citrus taste, according to the brewery. To keep things safe, there will be hand sanitizer at the mobile 10x10 puppy playpen where customers can spend 20 minutes with the dogs. The brewery is requiring customers to wear face masks during the puppy playtime, and they must social distance from human delivery crew. Deliveries can be booked on National Dog Day, August 26th to August 27th. Well, National Dog Day is 26th.
Okay.
But it's...
There's still time.
It says August 26th and August 27th to the 29th. It must be weekend things. I have to look at those dates. According to the brewery, the service will only be available in parts of Los Angeles where Golden Road is based. And there's this cute little photo of the dog laying down like he's breastfeeding a six-pack of beer.
Love it.
It's so cute.
You know, our local brewery here in Port Coquitlam called mm-hmm. Yellow Dog.
Yeah.
They need to get in on this.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
One little other thing. It says, however, the beer is also available at retailers elsewhere in California, plus Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and Hawaii. So funny. Only those states and Hawaii. According to the brewery, anyone kicking back with some beer in those states will have to turn to their own dogs.
Oh, well, that's still awesome.
Yes.
I love it.
And one more thing. In addition to the delivery of the donations for Wags and Walks, Golden Road said it will donate $1 per case sold to the dog rescue. Isn't that cute?
That is very cute. That's an awesome little promotion.
Yes, there is a video with it. I'm sure you can link to the article, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll link to the article. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, you too can have puppies deliver you beer. Team.
Puppy playtime.
And maybe adopt one.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's such a cute thing to do.
That is great.
I love it. Thank you, brewery.
What was the brewery? What was the name brewery name that was responsible for that?
Golden Road Brewing.
Okay, out of California.
California, yes.
Cool, that's really, really great. Thank you for sharing that story.
Yeah, and look for Hazy Pup IPA.
So, for the next story, there is a brewery called New Belgian. We've had them before. They make the beer Fat Tire, as you can see right here. You've seen that? You recognize Fat Tire?
Yeah, I remember Fat Tire, sure.
What do you... Fat Tire just...
With the bike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fat Tire just recently raised their price of a six-pack.
Okay.
To draw attention to an issue.
To fix the tire on the bike?
To fix the tire on the bike. No, it's not the case. It's not the case. Fat Tire also makes... So I'm going to ask you. They've just raised their price on the beer. This is in America. So what do you think they raised it to?
To what did it used to be?
Well, let's just say six-pack of beer in the States is probably like, what? Let's say between $7 and $10, depending on the beer.
They raised it to 20?
They have raised it temporarily to $100.
What the fuck?
That is the reaction I had until I read the story. Now, also...
Better be donated to something.
No. What they've done is, and I've got new respect for this brewery. So what they have done is they have raised this price roughly 1,000% increase of what you'd pay
on
any other day of the year.
That's some balls.
Not exactly your typical corporate promotion, but the parent company for New Belgian Brewing, which pulls in an estimated $225 million annually, isn't doing it to raise money. They're doing it to raise awareness. Awareness of what, you might ask?
Money.
they're doing it to raise awareness.
I'm waiting to hear the good in this.
Okay.
Because
it's getting there. According to this press release, the temporary inflated price reflects the true cost of beer in 50 years if the climate crisis continues to go unwatched.
I don't buy it.
So
I don't buy that. What they're trying to do.
So what they're trying to do is get local government to get involved and do more things, basically, because of the way that we're going. We're already at an ecological...
They're not even donating what they raised.
Let me keep reading.
Because right now I'm just getting madder and madder at this brewery.
I know. Okay. So this is just a temporary little thing. Don't worry about it. Nobody's actually going to go buy this beer at $100. Somebody might, and they may be doing it for a good cause. This brewery itself is back in 1999. They are the first brewery to be the first 100% wind-powered brewery. On-site electricity is also generated through solar and biogas technology. They've donated more than $17 million to climate advocacy. Today's statement on the shelf also coincides with the announcement that New Belgian is now America's first beer brand to be certified as carbon neutral. So they are just showing that this can be done, that the climate crisis is real, and these are the things that, you know, that can be steps that can be taken to help the environment, as well as we failed to prepare for COVID-19, but we believe historically this is an opportunity to learn from our mistakes and act now to avoid economic catastrophe in the future. Congress should lead the way by creating a powerful carbon-free engine prosperity for the current and future generations instead of rebuilding our fossil fuel dependence on the past. The future of beer and everything else depends on it.
I'm just quiet over this because it's great that they have wind power. It's awesome. They're saving so much money. They're not using resources to make beer like that. I don't know.
So
I don't think I'm a fan of the marketing thing of it.
Then you don't have to buy it, and that's totally fine. But the fact is that they've got some news story about this. They've mm-hmm. got buzz. They're trying to encourage their idiotic government who keeps on doubling down on coal.
But it's not like they're out buying fat tire at the White House.
No, it doesn't matter.
They're like, oh God, the beer we get in the White House, we can't get now. That's $100. There's no way we can drink that in the White House now. So I guess we're just going to have to stop drinking beer. I mean, it's fine. It's the message is right. But I don't know who came up with this marketing idea.
Well, I don't know either. It doesn't say specifically who came up with the idea.
I guess the idea is to make news.
It's a warning.
And
it's
get
a
the
warning
thing out,
basically saying that all of the resources that
so
we
So no
use,
one can buy their beer on a normal basis for like, what, a week? Unless you want to pay $100.
Yeah, probably. That's probably what's
so
going on.
So they're going to... I don't know. I don't know what to say about this. This is so weird. I don't know.
Well,
it's a weird one. I mean, it's a marketing stunt for sure.
Then according to you, it's the worst fucking promotion since New Coke.
I can't stop laughing at the promotion. Oh boy. Oh man, they should have just did something with Gremlins.
With Gremlins?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just gonna move on.
I can read you a better environmental story.
Okay, let's do it.
Because your story goes great into mine.
My story sucks, is what you're saying.
Your story sucks. I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, man, okay. We're just reporting the news.
I know, but I can have reactions to news.
I want your reaction.
I mean, the thought behind it is good, for sure.
Hey, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back with the next story.
Okay. Hey.
I love the enthusiasm. What's your next
now
story?
Now that we're back, we're going to go down under.
What's your better environmental story?
Well, my better environmental story is down under.
Down under?
Australia is now converting beer into electricity.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
It's a crocodile.
Hey, it's Crocodile Dundee.
Can't even say Australia without just going there.
Australia.
Was the guy who played Crocodile Dundee actually Australian?
Paul Hogan?
Was he Australian?
Sure was.
Or was he from New Zealand?
I went from Australian accent to Ringo.
My crocodile sure was British or something.
Hey, Paul. Let's go Australia.
Do you think Crocodile Dundee would be funny?
I'm Hugh Jackman.
Oh, can't even get through these.
Can you read it with an Australian accent? I'll just
Oh
shut
my
up.
God, it would be the worst. You want my reading and with an accent?
Crikey.
Oh boy.
Let's carry on.
Okay, Australia is now converting beer into electricity.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Like most countries across the globe, Australia was forced to shutter entire industries to combat the coronavirus pandemic. Access to bars and restaurants throughout the country have been severely limited since March. As a result, millions of gallons of beer once designated for pubs is now heading down the drain. Or was. Anyway, until the city of Adelaide in South Australia devised a novel solution for the forlorn suds. Just outside the state capital, Glenlyng Wastewater Treatment Plant is taking on the surplus and converting it into a viable energy source. Under normal everyday conditions, the facility combines industrial waste with sewage in a closed anaerobic environment to produce biogas. But it turns out the microorganisms involved in the process really enjoy a really good grog. I guess beer. Grog. Beer.
I guess. I don't know what grog means.
Grog is beer.
Okay. I just keep thinking of that damn drink at IKEA.
Oh, you're right. The beer serves as a turbocharge to release methane and carbon dioxide, which allowing the power station to generate more energy than ever before. Since May, they've been taking a staggering 40,000 gallons of adult beverages per week. All told, that's enough to meet a monthly electricity need of some 1,200 households.
Wow. So you're telling me, basically, I can buy a Tesla and run it on beer.
Yes. So I won't read the whole article. That basically, they're showing what the results have been, you know, about the beer industry and da-da-da-da, booze-based fuel alternatives.
Booze-based fuel. Yeah, that's probably not the most efficient way, but that's interesting.
It does say no American. Yeah, it does say as of yet, no American beer distributors have followed Australia's lead. So,
crikey,
that would be interesting.
We got these cars powered from booze, mate. Surf's up, bro.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty cool that beer's making some electricity.
I'm not sure I completely understand it, but I think it's interesting nonetheless.
Well, they're saying
I don't know if that's as easy as say, oh, I don't know, a hydroelectric dam.
Yeah, but if they're gonna dump 40,000 gallons of adult beverages down the drain, why not use it to electricity 1,200 houses?
Why are they dumping it?
It's stale.
Okay.
They're saying it's stale.
Learn how to make proper beer and not let it go stale, you jackholes.
It went stale because the beer they were going to deliver to pubs.
Yeah. Oh, but because of COVID and all of that. Okay, well, that's not a sustainable energy source. Unless you guys plan on screwing up a lot.
You would have to make stale beer every time.
Yeah. What's the point of that?
Well, for now, they're using it because they're using the beer that they were going to dump down the drain otherwise to make electricity.
That makes sense. You know what else makes sense in Australia? Solar power.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be great.
Maybe some wind power because they're on an island, massive island.
You know, my brother got solar power on his house.
Your brother's freaking awesome for doing that.
I couldn't believe he did that. That's amazing.
So cool.
You're setting yourself up for a great retirement, not having to pay a floor electric bill.
Much like New Belgian Brewing. Wind power.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Which makes sense.
Does.
Yeah.
Bomber Brewing and Howe Sound Brewing release Trova Saison.
Trova.
That's what it looks like right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get me some.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a new beer that you can get this week here in Vancouver, BC. Trova Saison 4.1 AVB. Would you like to hear how it's described?
Yes, please.
It's described as follows.
Describe it to me in detail. What is it wearing?
Brewed with a pilsner.
Yeah, can you read it sexy?
Brewed with a pilsner and a heavy helping of spelt malt. Trova is a late and dry hopped Wakatu and Archer hops.
I really like how you say Wakatu.
Wakatu and Archer hops. Aroma reminiscent of tropical punch dominates the nose, while lime, candied pineapple, and guava lead on this palate into a slightly floral, dry, pepperish finish. Yeah. Get it, girl.
Get it, girl. I like it.
That's Tropical Saison, available now at Bomber Brewing.
Just at Bomber Brewing?
Just there.
I like it.
How sound? Can't get it there. Don't even try.
Why would Howe Sound happen?
Don't even ask. Don't bring it up.
The neighbor?
There's a collaboration brew, but don't ask for it there. Just get it at Bomber.
Really? They're not selling it at both?
It just said that it's available there.
Oh, okay. We can go there.
But don't go to Howe Sound. House of Funk Brewing continues.
We're in rare form today.
House of Funk Brewing continues House of Lager project with Japanese rice lager beer. Lager beer.
I cannot have that beer.
You cannot have that beer. North Vancouver, House of Funk, has announced the latest release of its House of Lager series. This is a side project focused on creating exceptional lagers using premium ingredients from the old world process.
I still might try it, though.
You can probably have a sip. It's Japanese rice lager beer, 4.25 ABB.
Are all lagers made with rice?
I think in this Japanese style, it definitely is. So the Japanese style rice lager beer brewed with the Skagit Valley Pilsen malt. Cool. Flaked rice and hopped with Sriracha Ace lemon drop, naturally carbonated through krusening.
You had me at Sriracha.
I said a bunch of words and letters together, and I don't know if I understand them all. Japanese rice lager is available now in six packs, 355 milliliter cans at House of Funk retail. But don't go and ask for it at House Sound because they won't have it either. They didn't get that one either.
Wow.
Yeah. only over it.
Oh, poor House
of Funk.
House of Funk?
House of Funk.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it's a good name.
I like it.
If you were going to start a brewery, what would you name it?
Shannon. No, I don't know.
Okay, you think about that. I'll read you another story.
That was really lame.
What?
I don't know what I would name a brewery.
Well, I'm going to let you think about it.
I probably something weird. Probably something to do with space.
Space Pants.
Space Pants?
Space Pants Brewing.
Space Pants?
Unicorn
so
Taco.
So everyone who works there wears like those silvery, shiny pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
And crop tops.
And crop tops. So
with a space helmet. It's good for COVID, but it gets steamy.
And the helmet is full of beer?
Sloshing around like a fish tank.
And you're just about to drown.
just coming up to your chin. Can I take your order, please?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're losing it.
Yeah, we're in rare form today.
Let me see where this one's from. Oh, that looks good. That looks really good. This is a beer from Toronto, down by the bay, from Indie Ale House. It's a new summer series, or it's a new summer seasonal called Down by the Bay, Light Watermelon Sour. Did I say watermelon, but with like a bunch of extra letters in there? Watermelon.
Down you probably by did. The you bay. Probably did.
Down by the bay. You can get watermelon sour.
Ooh.
5% ABV. Wheat beer is just, this wheat beer is just about as fresh and juicy as they come.
Why do they say ABV? Why can't they just say 5% alcohol?
Average something volume.
Just say alcohol.
Average beer by volume.
Because ABV sounds really quick, and I feel like I should throw up a hand signal when I go, ABV!
Are you down with ABV?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it.
I'm going to ask you again. Are you down with ABV?
Always.
God damn it. Are you down with OPP? Yeah.
You know me.
Thank you. God.
Oh, boy.
I think you're a 90s kid.
I'm not a 90s kid.
You're like an 80s kid.
I'm an 80s kid.
But you were alive in the 90s, too. And you were down with a little naughty by nature.
The 90s were weird.
But not because I hate ya. Do you want me to read this one, sexy, too? Because some of the words sound dirty.
Oh, yes, please.
This wheat beer is just about as fresh and juicy as they come.
Now switch it over to your accent of Van Damme. Not Van Damme.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, there you go.
This beer is just about as fresh and as juicy as they come. Brewed with tons of watermelon juice and prickly pear puree. Down by the bay is ripe, and the flavors of the watermelon with a subtle tart finish. Come on, get some. Down by the bay, you got to get it, you get to drink it, you make it strong. Sausage.
I love it.
Thank you.
You always do that so well.
I try.
That also sounds like a really good beer.
It does sound really, really good.
You did great, Arnold.
Thank you. Hey, you know, so it is the middle. It's the exact middle of August right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means.
We're still in COVID.
Also, Oktoberfest is coming.
Oh, yeah. So close. We're going to have to order some Lederhosen.
Yes.
And wear them at home.
But can I do the accent?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't imagine an Oktoberfest happening.
Oktoberfest, the home edition.
Yeah, I would be shocked if somebody does it, and if they do, they're a dick.
Real dumb idea.
If they throw like an outdoor party, even if it's outdoor, it's probably not a good idea.
I was gonna do this, but I was gonna sound like a real dick when I would do it. But part of me, you know, adding in like a news element to A Pint with Friends is. A, forcing myself to do it weekly, but I was also, when I was originally imagining this months ago, where I should really start doing this and up my game and doing it, I was going to announce like events that you can do this weekend. And then, of course, COVID happened where everything got canceled.
I have some events to announce for this weekend.
Do you have events? Because the ones I have, canceled.
Not these events.
Oh, what events do you have?
These are 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
First event.
Can I join in?
is you play your Xbox and drink a beer. Second event is you watch TV.
And you drink a beer
with
that?
And you drink a beer.
Oh, okay.
And third event is you just sit on your patio and drink a beer.
So you should just stay the fuck home and drink beer.
Yeah, exactly. Those are all the events we need to know.
So in our other podcast, I played an audio clip of our premiere, John Horgan, who reached out to Seth Rogen and Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. And I played that clip over on Weird Together. You can listen to that, or you can just Google it on the internet and you can hear Ryan's rebuttal. But Seth Rogen finally responded.
Yeah.
And he wasn't extensive. He didn't do an audio clip. He's not as prolific as Ryan Reynolds is. And how could he top Ryan Reynolds?
Please tell me he mentioned Houseplant.
No, he just mentioned that you should stay home and get high and watch movies.
But I was right about his response, yeah, though.
Because that's textbook Seth Rogen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And isn't that easier? And isn't that just fun and great? And you can do that here legally in Canada because weed is legal.
Yeah. That's funny. That's his response, though. I knew that would be his response.
What else is he supposed to say?
It's funny. I still think it's funny that he reached out, the premier of BC,
mm-hmm,
reached out to Ryan Reynolds and Seth Rogen.
What
to,
I think,
to speak to the young folk.
Yeah.
But they're our age.
They're 40.
They're not 20-something.
Mid-40-year-old gentlemen.
Do you think they should have reached out to someone younger?
But there's nobody younger that's a big celebrity right now from BC.
Yeah.
And those
does it
two,
have to be a celebrity though? Just somebody else?
No,
like
but
a YouTuber
Ryan, okay,
or
here's the question. You know he reached out to Deadpool. He says, oh, I'm gonna reach out to Deadpool. Like the uncoolest dad ever reaching out. You know Ryan's probably like, fucking hell, really? Okay. And then just threw out some gold. Ryan creates internet gold.
Oh yeah, he does.
Seth Rogen, fine. Not as major celebrity as Ryan.
He's funny at times.
Still has influence.
Yeah.
Still got the greatest hits of weed. Makes some excellent weed, by the way. Really, really good. But I think he's throwing in Seth Rogen as an afterthought, to be honest. Ryan's the one that's going to bring the attention. Whether the kids listen to either of them, time will tell.
I just don't think what is it called? The Prime Minister?
Premier.
I am not from here. The Prime Minister, the Premier of BC.
Yeah. John Horgan.
I don't know of reaching out to celebrities. It's funny, though. Because even Ryan Reynolds is probably weird about it, too. He's like, okay, I guess I'm going to respond with something funny.
Right.
But, like, just say they shouldn't do it. Like, start fining people for being dumb.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what... that's just it. There's what are we going to do? I mean,
I guess
just...
you should make sure the limits on restaurants and bars should be like, you know, don't let so many people in because they are slacking a little bit. Everywhere is slacking a little bit.
And to me, it's not the restaurants and bars. Like, I mean, these are kids that are getting together at wherever. House
True,
parties.
Like beach parties or
beach
whatever.
Beach parties.
Yeah.
We went down by the seawall a handful of weeks ago, and mm-hmm, there was freaking party crews going on.
Oh my God. I actually have video footage of that. Yeah. It's actually on my Instagram, I think, but of a party
did
boat
you,
going. It was a white party.
Did you put it on the gram?
It was a white party, and yeah, it was a boat full of people wearing whites, and they had a DJ.
It was a good time.
I call it the COVID
Do
boat.
Do you want to go?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was a COVID boat.
It was.
We won't get COVID because we're on a boat and there's air.
We were at a place. We were at Uniqlo. I bought a whole bunch of t-shirts today.
You did. So did I.
And as person was leaving, she was anywhere between 20 and 40. I'm not providing a. If I had to. If she was involved in some sort of crime, I could not describe her because I had a quick look at it and I didn't mm-hmm take it all in. But anyways, she left the till. And she took four steps away from the till. She probably had about another 60 steps to take to get out of the store. She took her mask off on the fifth step. And it's like,
you're still in the store.
You're still in the mall. Yeah. You're still in society. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, that's everywhere, right?
Yeah. That's not us.
Yeah. Yeah, we did buy some cool shirts, though. You did get a beer shirt there.
I did get a beer shirt.
Which is really cute. What did it say? It was like one in one pint, half in one pint, and then
Just go to my Instagram page. It's one of my recent photos that I put up. I put up
a really cute t-shirt collage. Yeah.
But there's three glasses of beer.
Mm-hmm.
It says full pint, half pint, and then an empty pint. It says ask for a refill.
Yeah.
Or something to
that. It's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
And I got Alien versus Predator. And
is there
Alien
any more
one
of that beer, by the way? Did you pour the whole thing?
Yes. It's so good. And I got Alien versus Predator and also an Alien shirt that said we can't hear your screams in space.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Yes, that's it. I love it.
Classic line.
I love it. I don't know why I'm obsessed with Alien and Predator, but I am.
The original Alien movie, freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
Second Alien movie, really also still fantastic,
yeah.
Different, but fantastic. None of those Alien versus Predator movies, that great at all.
But I like the concept.
Come on.
And actually, the only Predator like mix-up, you know, combined with something else.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Alien and Archie?
Archie versus Predator.
Yeah.
Great comic series.
Great comic. So disgusting. They rip Archie and his friends apart to death.
Spoiler alert.
It's disgusting. There's like spines hanging from trees of
it's awesome.
Archie.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, if you ever see that comic, you should pick it up. You can probably get the digital version too.
Oh yeah, Archie versus Predator.
It's so good. Anytime you throw Predator into a cutesy situation like Artsy, I mean like Archie.
Yeah.
Anytime you throw Predator into a situation like something cute like Archie, it's funny.
Oh yeah.
It's like Predator versus Garfield, or
Predator versus Smurfs.
Yeah, or Predator versus SpongeBob. Like, I will read it because this is funny and I want to see what someone's imagination will be ripping apart SpongeBob.
It's true.
It would just be a bunch of sponge bits on the ground.
Bitch. Whoa. That is a weird.
It'll be a bunch of sponge bits on the ground.
Did SpongeBob get a lady?
I don't know.
Her name is SpongeBitch?
SpongeBitch.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't SpongeBob an actual sponge, like a sea sponge?
I guess so, yeah.
The ones they were stealing on Jaws.
That's right. Is that what they were doing?
Sponges.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they need to douche.
Is there pineapples that live under the sea? Hey, our battery's getting low on the old laptop.
Oh, balls.
So plug that in, but that's okay.
You have it right beside you.
I don't know if it reaches. Let me try.
Try.
We're all fired up.
Yay.
I have the power.
Saved the day.
I did save the day.
So I do have another story, but I just don't know if we should read it.
Go for it.
A Seattle brewer puts anti-police markings on cans. When Seattle customers buy a beer from a small Seattle-based brewer, Mirage, is that the name of the brewer? Like our old car? They might see a message at the bottom of the can. In June, a beer called Choosy Lover had a stamp that read, ACAB stands for All Cops Are Bastards.
Whoa.
Yeah. In a text message, Mirage owner and brewer Michael Dempster wrote, I use the markings because I stand against institutional racism, of which modern policing is militarized arm. Portland-based sociologist Randy Blacksack said ACAB has become a polarizing signifier of the movement. It's not about individual police officers, it's about a system. But I think the casual observer, it seems like an attack on individual police officers, all cops. Mirage markings triggered a blowback on the social media, which some customers saying they're no longer buying their beer. But supporters doubt it will hurt sales. Dempster wrote, if it means someone won't buy my beer anymore, good. Their beer was not created for them. I make beer for folks who are actively anti-racist, anti-Trump, and anti-fascist, and pro-equality.
Cool.
While Dempster's message is more pointed, other breweries are joining the Black Lives Matter movement. Around the country, several are brewing their own versions of a beer and shares a single label called Black is Beautiful, which is awesome. So that's it. So it sounds like other breweries are doing it, even though they're getting a little backlash for
right.
you know, police are bastards. But it's good. And there's a picture of the bottom of the can. So it's on the bottom of the can. You don't see it unless you look down there.
Okay.
But it's that's happening in Seattle, and you got a little backlash from it. But
yeah, hey, man.
Still a good message.
Support the cause. And it's a way to get attention. And as we know, not all cops are assholes, but a great many are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point of this.
It's kind of like saying Black Lives Matter and then saying All Lives Matter.
Yeah, exactly yeah. that. Exactly.
sort
that.
Of.
Yeah.
In some sense.
No, I think that's a good story. Yeah, and I think that he stands by it and he's allowed to do whatever the hell he wants. That's freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And he can do what he wants. And if you don't want to try it and you don't want to support it, then fine, fuck off.
Yeah. And that's great. And there's other breweries doing it. Like they said, they're doing like Black is Beautiful and
right.
a bunch of other stuff too.
Which I mentioned in the last podcast and I'm still going to support it.
Yeah. And you know how you put on the bottom of the can, sometimes they put dates and stuff.
Yeah.
That's where they're putting the message. Yeah. Okay.
So nobody's, not a lot of people are going to see that.
No, somebody will see it.
But you know what? He's going to lose some people and he's also going to gain a fuck ton of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Support it. Well, cool.
And that's all the news I have.
That's great.
I'm still waiting for my puppy delivery of beer.
You get a puppy. You get a puppy. You get a puppy.
20 minutes of puppy time?
You get 20 minutes of puppy.
I love it. I wish we can do that here. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. I think renting a puppy is a good thing to do.
Isn't there people like doing rent a puppy? Like you can just rent one? I thought that was a thing.
If you could get endless supplies of puppies brought in, that would be great.
I think that's a thing. I think there's businesses out there that you can rent a puppy for a day or a dog for a day.
There definitely is. I don't know anything about it.
If so, can I rent a pony?
You can rent a pony. Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to rent a pony for a day.
The problem is the frequency of the puppies and turning the puppies over. At what point do you get retire the puppy? How do you get a steady stream of puppies?
Well, in this way, the puppy would eventually be adopted by someone who fell in love with it.
It's just the puppy logistics of it all. It's just exhausting.
Yeah. But still.
It's not a business puppies. I want to start. It's a business I'm happy to be involved with as a customer.
Puppy rental?
But I don't want to be...
Is that prostitution for puppies?
Fuck, in a way, that is. It is. How is that different?
You're forcing them to go play with other people.
There is heavy petting. I'm going to leave it at that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yes. Thank you for those stories. And love to hear from you. So mm-hmm. please go to anchor.fm/apintwithfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you've had any of these beers, these local beers, or any of these other beers that we've mentioned.
Yes.
This
one is fantastic.
Yeah. Way to go, 33 Acres.
Yeah.
With their Wolf Land Beer.
Yeah.
Do you like my accent?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do.
Okay. Great. Thank you for letting me drink the majority of it.
You're welcome.
And yeah. Till next time.
Yeah.
Stay safe. Be smart.
And?
Drink wisely.
And?
Put on a fucking mask and stay away from your friend.
And?
Share a pint with friends.
6 feet away.
Yeah.